Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit, a little bit later on in the program. But today is the best day of the week. It's Friday. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. There is nothing more local than what's going on right now in Carson City as they are completing week number six of the 120-day 80th Nevada Legislature. They're making laws that are going to impact us where we live. What's going on in Carson City as they wrap up week number six? Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with our man about Carson City from NPRI, Daniel Honcharoo. And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Daniel Honcharoo, we're just completing week six. Are we getting closer to finalizing some of this legislation?
Kevin, good morning. In certain aspects, certainly, we are now, like you said, through week six. After today, there's only about 80 days left in Nevada's 80th legislative session. So we're already at the one-third point through the 2019 legislature, if you can believe that. Time seems to really fly up here. At this point, we've seen about 600 bills that have been already introduced, with many more to come, because the deadline for individual lawmaker bills to be introduced is this coming Monday, just 3 days away. And for committee-sponsored bills, it's a week from Monday, and so we should expect a real torrent of new legislation to be introduced in the next 10 days or so. Now, my firm, Nevada Policy, is tracking about 70 of them right now, which you can view any time of the day online at nevadapolicy.org. Let me just mention quickly that we've seen a couple of good bills and a couple of bad bills this week. But one good bill we've seen, I know that Jim Marsh would appreciate being a sponsor of this segment, because AB 241 out of the Assembly is a proposal to lessen the impact of the commerce tax on auto dealers. And Jim's going to be happy to see this one for sure, because auto dealers have been disproportionately burdened by the commerce tax in the last 4 years in the state. So this would be a good step in the right direction to lessen the tax burden imposed on Nevada businesses. Now, of course, this was a bill proposed by three GOPers in the Assembly. And so it's unclear if Democrats will even hear the bill in the first place. But it's good to see our GOP lawmakers still trying to scale back the commerce tax, which is just horrible tax policy for a variety of reasons.
Is the governor still adhering to his no new taxes pledge that he gave in the State of the State?
Well, that's what he's still saying, but again, that promise is disingenuous at least, because he wants to, well, I guess maybe in a way you can argue he's not introducing new taxes. He does want to expend or to extend the sunshine date of the modified business tax. And so it's revenues that we wouldn't otherwise have but for the extension. And so the constitutional language, I think, pretty unambiguously suggests that that would constitute a new tax, and that would require a two-thirds vote in both chambers. Of course, the Democrats lack a two-thirds majority in the Senate by a single vote. So I expect that two-thirds tax issue to become more of an issue as the weeks goes on, especially as we start debating budgetary and appropriations bills. I've heard that right now the Legislative Council Bureau is drafting an opinion to kind of guide these efforts behind the scenes. Of course, an LCB opinion is not really legally binding, so I suspect that if Democrats do indeed pass the extension of the modified business tax with less than a two-thirds majority, we're going to see impending legal action on the part of the GOP, and for good reason.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us, Senior Policy Analyst, Government Affairs for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. You and I agree on a lot. One of the things we agree on is that we hate what they used to call sin taxes, but we've got a sin tax that's being considered right now. I believe it's SB 263. What do you know about it?
You are right. It is Senate Bill 263. It was just unleashed in the past few days. It kind of parallels the sin tax that's applied to alcohol and cigarettes and tobacco. But this sin tax is aimed at e-cigarettes and vaping products and alternatives to more traditional smoking cigarettes. And I always say sin taxes, and there's basically three reasons why I hate them. First of all, sin taxes are inherently regressive. They impact poor people the most. So these taxes literally make the poor even poorer, and I can't imagine how anybody can view that as being a good thing. Now, secondly, let's not pretend that this tax and other sin taxes are about public health. They're about raising revenues. Just last year in Nevada, the state earned about $200 million in cigarette and tobacco taxes. So they really rely on this revenue for their biennial budget. But those numbers were down about $20 million from the prior year. And so I kind of view this cynically, and they're just trying to make up lost revenues because smoking rates are going down, vaping rates are going up, so let's try and tax the new, more trendy item. Horrible policy all around. You know, and thirdly, the last thing I'll mention here is that e-cigarettes and vaping devices have been proven to be an effective smoking cessation aid, and they're far healthier than traditional cigarettes. So we should be promoting these healthier alternatives and not taxing them into oblivion. This is just another case of government trying to play the role of parents, and that is not its proper role.
This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. I want to ask you, because I love law enforcement. I love our first responders. I have a special place in my heart for people like that. But SB 272 is out there, and it's requiring taxpayers to fund 100% of retirement benefits for law enforcement. How would that be different than what we're doing now?
Well, so you're right, and I agree with you. I'm a vehement supporter of public safety officials. Their job is one of the hardest in the world. And you're right, SB 272 relates to the PERS system, and what it does is forces taxpayers to cover the full cost of retirement benefits for certain government employees and law enforcement. And let me say that under current law, most government workers in Nevada contribute half of the required contribution to their retirement accounts each year, while their employer, you know, meaning the government, covers the other half. But for years, there have been certain public safety workers in Nevada, a lot of police and firemen, where taxpayers have already been covering the full cost of their retirement benefits. And that was due to a years-old agreement where which traded one-time pay raises for these perpetual cost retirement benefits. And so now this bill wants to expand the same costly and special treatment to all public safety workers in Nevada. And in my mind, this is nothing but another lucrative government handout to special interest labor groups, of course at taxpayer expense. And it's all very ironic because PERS members have been recently arguing relative to Senate Bill 224, the PERS secrecy bill, that their pension information should be secret and hidden from public view, yet now they're asking taxpayers to pay 100% of all their retirement benefits going forward. So this is just ridiculous to me, and it further reflects the overwhelming influence of labor unions in Nevada state politics.
And did you have any numbers at all as far as how much is currently being funded by the public, and how much is being is this bill intended to reduce the amount that law enforcement will have to pay for its own benefits?
That's precisely right for those certain people, because right now the county or the state covers half of many retirement benefits for law enforcement workers. And so this bill proposes that the state, instead of half, will be covering all of their retirement benefits. And effectively, it's a non-collective bargaining negotiated raise for certain government employees across the state.
Wow. One of the issues that I thought we had fixed a number of years ago, when Republicans controlled all of the constitutional offices and the Assembly and the State Senate, and that was prevailing wage, which allows school districts to get more bang for the buck when they build buildings, when they rehab buildings. Now we've got AB 136. What is AB 136? What would it do? And would this roll back some of the gains we made 3, 4, 5 years ago?
It would absolutely roll back the modest reforms that Republicans made in 2015. Now, I've been hypercritical of that session because the GOP controlled the governor's office as well as both legislative chambers, and they could have done a whole lot more to curtail the inherent power of especially government unions across the state. So now Democrats are proposing to undo those very modest reforms from 2015, and it's an absolute affront to taxpayers. Prevailing wage laws require that workers building state-funded public works projects receive a special kind of minimum wage, and it's called the prevailing wage. And generally, these wages are about 45% higher than market rates. So workers on these projects receive huge wage premiums, which, of course, comes on the backs of taxpayers. And again, in that sense, it's another example of just the government giving out crony handouts to special interest labor groups. Nothing else justifies these far above market rates. In fact, NPRI ran the math a few years back, detailing the effect of prevailing wage laws on Nevada, and we found that over 2 years, these wage premiums cost taxpayers an additional $1 billion across the state.
Would you repeat that number? Would you repeat that number? Because I think it may have gone right over people's heads.
Sure. Between 2 years in 2009 and 2010, prevailing wage laws increased the taxpayer burden by $1 billion in Nevada.
Unbelievable.
These are huge wage premiums, and that's money that could have been spent elsewhere, like education maybe, for example.
I know there is a bill that deals with something I know nothing about. You're going to have to educate me on this one. The double sales tax phenomena for out-of-state firearm purchases. What all does that mean?
Yeah, you know, this is an issue that I just learned about personally myself. You know, I'm a native Californian. I was never raised around gun culture, although the more and more I live in Nevada, the more I embrace it. But I understand that when an individual buys a firearm from an out-of-state dealer, he's in fact double taxed on the sales tax. there's a sales tax in the state of purchase, and then the in-state dealer through whom that weapon is transferred to the in-state buyer also charges a sales tax. And, you know, if you're buying, I don't know, a 9mm might cost $500, that additional sales tax might be at 8%, another $40. So these aren't nickels and dimes here. This is real money, and it's a double taxation phenomenon that Robin Titus's bill, Assembly Bill 113, seeks to remedy. And it makes total sense that Nevada dealers who are just a middleman for out-of-state purchases shouldn't be collecting sales taxes anyways, because they aren't the ones making the sales. They're just acting as intermediaries. So I was glad to see Titus bring this bill forward. You know, just for the record, Titus is always number one on NPRI's legislative scorecard. She's one of the most reliably tried-and-true libertarian conservatives in the state. And I was ecstatic to see this bill. Now, will Democrats ultimately pass it? Who knows? But I'm glad to see the efforts out there.
Okay, I want to go to AB 108. I've got a couple of minutes. I want to get a couple of bills in. The union indoctrination bill, what does that do?
So this is just another of the post-Janus legislation that resulted from last year's SCOTUS decision. The Supreme Court came down hard against the unions. It really impacted their finances. They've been losing members for months. And so this bill, like several others across the nation, is specifically meant to empower government unions. What it would do is entitle unions to a half an hour of state workers' time during their regular working hours to give a presentation for the strict purpose of recruiting new members. And so what it demands is that taxpayers subsidize union recruitment efforts. And this is outrageous because government unions are strictly partisan organizations. I mean, they effectively serve as Democrat, you know, political action committees. So why on earth should the taxpayer be subsidizing any of their efforts? It makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, the final bill I want to look at is one we talked about earlier in the week. I know there was a hearing. I think there was a hearing yesterday. I could be wrong. It's AB 186, the National Popular Vote Compact, where we would end up electing, at least in the state of Nevada, presidential electors from popular vote rather than the Electoral College. Have they had the hearing on it yet?
They had a hearing on it yesterday. It was slightly amended and passed through committee, so this will soon be reaching the assembly floor for a floor-wide vote. This has a lot of momentum behind it, primarily by Democrats, of course. Now, I refer to these kind of efforts, which have been around for years, as the National Sore Loser Bill, because it's always Democrats who propose this type of legislation. And they always propose it after they've just lost a presidential election. This happened both in 2000 and Bush v. Gore, and more recently in 2016 with Trump v. Clinton, where the GOP was victorious even though the Democrat candidate won a slightly larger version of the popular vote. But the Electoral College in its current form serves a vital purpose. It ensures that no region of America is neglected. And if this measure is successful, and I'll mention that it would require many other states to sign on board before going into effect, and we aren't anywhere close to that yet. But it would mean that presidential candidates would only travel to major cities across America, you know, California, New York, Florida cities, because what would be the point of traveling to Elko, for example, or
exactly.
to Montana,
well,
or North Dakota?
We would become a flyover state. Daniel, we are out of time. Thank you so much, as always. If folks want to be tracking these bills, how do they do it?
You can go to nevadapolicy.org. That's nevadapolicy.org. Our online bill tracker is on the homepage. I update it daily. We are tracking about 70 bills and more to come. I encourage all listeners to check it out and see where we stand.
We will make sure they do that. Thank you so much, Daniel Honcharu, joining us from Carson City. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility, so book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around, more to do. It's Friday. We'll get to the Friday song and a whole lot more live and local now.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
790 Las Vegas at Rocks.
Forget this hour of live and local now. It's brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out today at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We're going to get to the Friday song in just a second. Because the Friday song for me, and I've been using the Friday song since my days, believe it or not, back in Nashville. Yeah, when I worked in Nashville probably 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And just to give you the quick backstory, one of my producers was married to a musician who was in a band, country western band, and had access to a recording studio. And as a gift to me, they said, you know, we're going to give you something you can use on your show because we love your show. I said, well, great. Let's hear it. And this is what they came up with.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, this is the day that we work all week long to get to. It's called Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know what day it is. You worked all week for this. Except those of you that are on 3 and 4 day weeks.
Hey!
Sorry.
It's Friday.
Yeah. I just absolutely love that. I want to get to some of the news of the day. Do you know who Diana Falzone is? I never heard of her. But apparently she's a former Fox News reporter. And she's been caught up in this Elijah Cummings House Oversight and Government Reform Committee thing. Elijah Cummings is requesting more documents from her about the decision by Fox not to go forward with a story on Stormy Daniels and the president. Nancy Erica Smith is the attorney for Diana Falzone, the former Fox reporter. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Nancy Erica Smith, and says that her client, the former Fox News reporter, is going to be more than happy to cooperate with the House Oversight Committee. This was Nancy Erica Smith late yesterday on Fox News.
Anybody out there, anybody in your audience who has an NDA must know that the law requires that you be allowed to participate in any government investigation, mm-hmm. and no NDA can stop that. And that's an important fact for everybody to know. And they should know that a subpoena trumps an NDA. So attempts to silence very important stories and very important whistleblowers cannot survive if the government is interested. And I think we're all very happy that the government is interested because this is important. A free press and honesty and truth going to the American people 2 weeks before an election is very important.
And by the way, I stand corrected. She was on MSNBC with Ari Melber. I want to go back to Ari Melber, though, because he lays out what it is that Elijah Cummings is looking for. And this is a witch hunt. They don't know what they're looking for, but they want everything. This is Ari Melber. This is Cut 4, by the way. And this is Ari Melber yesterday on MSNBC.
Tonight, the chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, is requesting key documents from a former Fox News reporter who covered Donald Trump's hush money payments to Stormy Daniels for her now famous NDA. Now, information about this reporter's alleged story remains secret because of a second NDA, one that this reporter signed with Fox News. Now, tonight, I just obtained Chairman Cummings' request in a formal letter. This is the first time it's been on air. We're reporting this exclusively on The Beat. Now, let me tell you exactly what he's asking for. We just got this. Chairman Cummings requesting, quote, all documents related to women alleging extramarital affairs with President Trump, payments by the president or anyone on behalf of him to silence those people, and in a sign that this relates to probing potential crimes. We know that this new request from Chairman Cummings requests any documents regarding potential campaign finance violations. Now, for a House chair, these kind of letters can ultimately pave the way for a later subpoena if there's no compliance. A subpoena is what this Fox reporter's lawyer says would be legally required to override the NDA with Fox News.
Now, this is the problem I have. This is like so much of what this crazy Russian collusion witch hunt has been about. They don't know what crimes they're looking for, but they'll know them when they see them. And that's what you've got here. If there's anything pertaining to women and Trump and non-disclosure agreements, and they want to openly tear up the NDAs, the non-disclosure agreements. That does not seem like an American criminal justice system. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. Let me just ask you a question, and we'll get some calls on the other side. When you sign a non-disclosure agreement, you are signing a document that says, for being remunerated, for being compensated, whether in the case of Diana Falzone, it might have been her termination for her money, her severance or whatever, she won't disclose bad stuff about the company. That is what we've got right now. That is the dilemma that we are facing. Now, let me just throw something out there. If indeed the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee can just arbitrarily say, well, our investigation, and we don't know what the investigation is about. We don't know what crimes we're going to find. But we want all the documents. That sounds to me like a witch hunt. Does that sound like you to your ear? Does that sound like a witch hunt to you? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you want to join us, I would love to hear your perspective, because this is another example of an investigation looking for a crime. It's not the other way around, the way I learned it. It's not the other way around. Now, you tell me if this sounds right, if this sounds like justice in the process of happening. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. You're looking for an insurance agent? Oh, this is the guy. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement, you name it, they do it. Call Sam right now at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. We're going to take a quick break. I promise I'll get to calls on the other side. Does this sound fair to you, though, what they're trying to do? The reporter at in question wants to cooperate. Diana Falzone wants to cooperate with this committee. She did a lot of the reporting on the Stormy Daniels thing, but then was told to stand down. Maybe it was that she didn't have enough hard evidence. Maybe there were holes in the story. Or maybe Fox wanted to kill the story because they like Trump. And Trump was a cash cow for them. I don't know. We'll see what you think coming up next. You want to join in? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
The
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Boy, I was just looking at the guest list for next week. Laura Trump. The wife of Eric, the daughter-in-law, I guess the first daughter-in-law. She's going to be on with us on Monday at, I believe, 9:30. So be listening. And I'll ask her, what's it like around the dinner table with the most powerful man in the world, who happens to be your father-in-law? What is that like? how much business gets discussed at the dinner table. We'll do that. Monday, 9:30 is the time so far. Everything with the White House is always subject to change. But Laura Trump will join us, and I'm very excited about that. Also, Michael McDonald will join us on Wednesday. He's the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. They are in the process of gathering signatures for voter ID. Yeah. Would that be way cool? And let the people decide. I love that. Let's go to your phone calls. If you'd like to join us, here's how you do it. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We've been talking about these crazy non-disclosure agreements. I will be honest with you. I have signed, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them in my career. In fact, I signed one with Fox. I helped launch, for those of you that don't know, my professional career has, it's kind of a two-prong approach. For many, many years, most of my life, I did sports. I was a sports talk host. In fact, I was on a show that was carried, I think, on Keno at the time, here in Las Vegas. It was a syndicated show. Did a four-hour show, and it was carried, I think all 4 hours were carried here in Las Vegas. I did soccer play-by-play. I did football play-by-play. I did all kinds of different things. But I also helped launch what is now Fox Soccer Channel. I put an English voice to games being played around the world. In Scotland. In the UK. In Germany. In Argentina. And I would sit and watch a monitor. And this is before the big flat screens. This was just a little TV. And I'd call the game off the TV. But when I left Fox, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. And in return, they gave me an extra, I don't know, $2,000 severance or something like that. It was a substantial amount. But they said, and in return, you will not disclose anything about your time at Fox, blah, blah. It was the boilerplate deal. So this is nothing new for me. I mean, I've seen NDAs many, many times before, and having worked in media, you come across a lot of them. What bothers me is that suddenly Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, can just willy-nilly, with a subpoena, wipe out the NDA. Does she have to give back the money? Huh? Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Listen, it's always been my understanding that we had a constitutional right to contract with one another. And this NDA is nothing more than a contract between two consenting adults, and it's written on paper and signed off by both of them. I think this Cummings is trying to do an assault on our constitutional right to contact with this dog and pony show, the same way that he interrupted our client attorney relationship with that last dog and pony show that he, chaired.
Well, see, here's my problem with all of this. They don't know what they're looking for. It's like wanting to dredge up the president's taxes. They don't have a crime they're investigating. They are an investigation looking for a crime. Is that the way the American criminal justice system should be working?
Well, that's the way that it's evolved. What somebody needs to do is start digging into these people's backgrounds and find out what's been going on in their little lives. You know, just like this university school scam that's going on right now. You know, I think if we start digging into Mr. Cummings' backside, we'll probably find, that he's no more innocent than anybody else in the world.
Well, can I tell you, though, but that sounds to me like everybody. And it is true. I'll bet you can go through everybody's past. If you want to look at their high school yearbook or you want to, like the Brett Kavanaugh thing, I'll bet you can find bad stuff about everybody. Me, you, everybody.
Well, it it's pretty much agreed that none of us can wake up in the morning without violating, you know, 10 or 12 laws that have been created of some kind. So, you know, I think under that context, why we could probably find some dirt on just about any one of those guys back there.
God.
You know, the problem with the swamp back there is that in the middle of the swamp, there's this cesspool where the biggest chunks are floated to the top. and that's where all of this stuff is coming from. You know, it's not just the swamp; it's that little cesspool right in the middle.
Wow! I am so glad you called, Tom. Now, good point he makes. By the way, I've got big news for you. What are you doing tomorrow afternoon? Well, I've got something for you to do. Bernie Sanders is coming to town tomorrow. And the Nevada Republican Club, formerly the Nevada Republican Men's Club, is going to have a get-together, a rally in support of Donald J. Trump. Rally signs are encouraged. It's a family affair. Bring the kids. And it's going to be at Morrell Park, 500 Harris Street in Henderson, from 12:30 until 3. And what a coincidence. That's the same time that they're going to be having a rally for Bernie Sanders. This should be interesting. But I'm encouraging everybody to come out 12:30 till 3. And it's at Morrell Park, 500 Harris Street, to RSVP or for more information. My buddy Tiffany Fung would love to hear from you. 702-274-4106. That's 702-274-4106. Very excited about that. That's tomorrow. So if you're not doing anything, you want to just, and bring the kids. It's a public park. It's a public park. Come out. Make your voice heard. At the same place where Bernie Sanders is going to be. I think that's great. I love that idea. Coming up, we have always talked about the emerging Hispanic vote in the state of Nevada. But what are we doing as Republicans, as conservatives, to help harness that vote? Now, obviously, Donald J. Trump did much better than expected with Hispanics in 2016. But there is a big, big challenge ahead of us. And joining us in just a couple of minutes, Emma Avila, the Director of Community Outreach for the Nevada Republican Coalition. She'll be with us in studio. And I'm going to ask her if we're doing enough right now to communicate the message of freedom, of liberty, of capitalism, all these things that you and I hold dear. And it turns out, I think, that Hispanics across our state hold dear. But are we talking to people with Hispanic surnames? Are we doing what we should be doing? We'll talk about that coming up next. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's live and local now.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a
handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.